I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thanks for being here. Fireworks, that's all it was, according to Iran's supreme leader, and it will have no effect on Iran and its fight against terrorism, he says. Those are some very brazen words considering what happened today in Tehran. Four gunmen shot their way into the Iranian parliament building. One attacker reportedly blew himself up during the standoff that followed. Around the same time, two shooters stormed a popular shrine in another part of Tehran, the mausoleum of Ayatollah Khomeini, Iran's late spiritual leader. When it was all over, at least 12 people were dead and dozens of people wounded. The so-called Islamic State claimed responsibility. Now, that would be a first for ISIS. We're going to hear several perspectives on this, starting with Rana Rahimpour, my colleague with the BBC Persian service in London. Generally, people around the world see Iran as an extremely safe country. It's got strong intelligence and military forces. I mean, I even drove by the Ayatollah Khomeini shrine last year and thought, wow, all the sodium vapor lamps and, you know, its minarets, and it must be one place that will always be safe. How could all this happen?
That is a big question, and that's what everybody is talking about. Obviously, these people were armed, and they shot everybody they could. But it's a huge question. The shrine itself, it's not that difficult to get into. So because it's for mourners or people who want to make donations. But the question is how they got into the parliament. And that's why, from ISIS's point of view, it is a success. Because to get into the heart of the Iranian democracy and kill civilians and people who were working for the parliament, that is huge.
What are Iranian officials saying at this point about who the attackers are? I mean, we're wheeling out ISIS and Islamic State. Do we know for sure that that's who was responsible for this?
They said that they are not sure about the identity of the attackers or the nationality of attackers. But so far they haven't rejected the idea that it was ISIS behind it. And the Revolutionary Guards released a statement in which they said there will be revenge.
I mean, Iran's Revolutionary Guards say this was an attack mounted by Saudi Arabia. Is there any evidence of that?
There is no evidence. And even in their statement, they haven't mentioned Saudi Arabia, but it's very difficult to come to any other conclusion because they said the attack comes a week after the US president have met with the leaders of a country in the region that sponsors the ideology of ISIS. And Iran, throughout all these years, has claimed that it was the Saudis who are ideologically and financially supporting ISIS. So it's difficult to think that they mean any countries other than Saudi Arabia. They also make a timeline and they say that, okay, first President Trump came here and sold more than $1 billion worth of weapons to the Saudis. Then they all cut off their relationship with Qatar. And 2 days later, this attack has come. They draw a conclusion that there has been a green light from President Trump and the Saudis are acting because they have his support in case of a more serious confrontation between Iran and Saudi Arabia.
How do you think Iran's government will react now? I mean, when I was in Tehran, I saw lots of posters of Iranian martyrs, men who'd gone off to fight ISIS in Syria and Iraq to keep the fight over there and not in Iran. What will happen now? Will the government step up the fight against ISIS?
Well, at the moment, you know, they're all very shocked and moved by what has happened. And the Revolutionary Guards in their statement said that there will be revenge. But are they going to up the game immediately, or are they going to assess the situation and see whether it's a wise move? I think that's early to say. So far, in my opinion, under President Rouhani's administration, most of Iran's foreign policy decisions have been very wise. He's quite different from President Ahmadinejad, the ex-president, who was very hostile towards the West. So I think that we're not going to see an immediate confrontation with Daesh and with Saudi Arabia.
Iran is a Shia country primarily, but there are pockets of Sunnis, and ISIS had been reaching out, we hear, to the Sunnis in Iran. Is suspicion falling on extremists who entered Iran from outside the country or people who were already inside Iran?
Well, it's very early to say, but so far the Sunnis have rejected ISIS's ideology and their invitation to join them. So in total, I don't think that the Sunnis, despite all their disagreements with the central government, despite all the criticism they've had as a minority in the country, I think it's unlikely for Sunnis in Iran to join them.
My colleague Rana Rahimpour there with the BBC's Persian service in London.